Tana Rabbanan, we have learned, the Gemara relates a story, Maise ba'adam echad, there's a story concerning a certain person, Shanasa Isha Gidemes, he married a woman who had a hand that was cut off. V'loy hikir bo ad yoim Maise. Incredibly, he did not know that his wife was missing a arm until the day that she died. Amar Rav, and on the side we have Amar Rebbe, Boy ure kamot sanua isha zu. Come and see how modest this woman was. Shalei hikirba baila, that her own husband did not realize that she was missing an arm all those years. Amaloi rabchiya, rabchiya said to Rebbe, zu darka bekach. As Rashi explains, every woman covers herself up for tznius purposes. And certainly, Kol Shein Zu, says Rashi, Shehoisa Tzricha Lekach, certainly this woman who had a deformity certainly would act in a modest way to hide her deformity. So that, Rav Chiya felt, is not such a great proof of her tznius, her modesty. Ella, kamatsanua adam zeh, sholei hikar b'ishtoi. How modest is this man that he did not find out about the deformity of his wife until the day that she died. Continues the Gemara, quoting from our Mishnah, Zecharim yaitzim levuvim, that the male rams can go out levuvim. My levuvim, and the Gemara wants to know, what exactly does it mean that they can go out levuvim on Shabbos? Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna gave an explanation, that it means tutri, that it means they are tied, that two rams will be tied together in pairs. And the reason the zecharim, the male rams, this is done to, and not the females, because they, the males, are more aggressive than the females, and they may run away, and by tying them up, this prevents them from running away, from escaping. The Gemara asks, "My mashma dehai levuvim lishna dekroivehu." It comes out when you tie these two animals together, they're close one another. Where do we find a precedent from Tanakh that the word levuvin actually means close together? Dechsev, Hashem says in Shira Shirim concerning Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael performs the mitzvahs properly, livavtani achosikala. By doing the mitzvahs properly, you have drawn close to me, and Hashem refers to Klal Yisrael as my sister, the kala, a sign of endearment. So we see that the word levavtani means close together, and from there we derive the word levuvim, that the two animals are tied up and they are close one to another. Ula Omar, Ula says a different pshat in the word levuvim, oyer shekoshim lem keneged libam, this was a skin that was a skin of an animal was tied up next to the heart of the rams, kedei shalei yipla lem zevim, so that the foxes would not come upon them and the wolves would not try to kill the animals, as Rashi explains, that when the zecharim, the rams, are attacked, they jump up on their hind legs, they expose their heart, and that's where the ze'ev, the wolf, will attack and try to kill the ram, and therefore this skin was a protective covering from the attack of the ze'ev against the zecharim, against the rams. The Gemara asks the question, ze'evim ha-zecharim nafli anekevus lo'i nafli? Do the wolves discriminate that they only attack the males and not the females? If the males need this covering of the heart, the females should require it as well. The Gemara answers, mishum demazgu beresh edra. Because the zecharim are the ones that go at the head of the flock, and the females go in the back, and therefore the wolves attack the males at the front. The Gemara asks, "Uzeiv and Bereish Edra Nafli B'Soif Edra Loi Nafli?" Do the wolves discriminate that they will only attack against the sheep that are in the front of the line, in front of the flock, and not the females that are in the back? Ella, the Gemara says, a new explanation, Mishum Deshamni, because the Zecharim are fatter, and the wolves are looking for prey to eat, and therefore they will select the ones that are fatter. The Gemara asks the question, in the cave is Lekha Shemane, the females have none that are fat. Vesuin, another question, Mi Yadi Ben Hani Lahani, if the wolves come to attack the flock, and they come to the rear of the flock, do they then know that the fatter sheep are going to be the males that are in the front? Are the wolves able to distinguish that? It would seem that they are not able to distinguish that. And therefore, if the pshat in Levuvin would be that it is a skin, it is leather, that covers the heart, this seems to be a difficult pshat because of the questions that we have just raised. The Gemara says another pshat. Elamishum, the zakvi chutmayu umazgu kidavu, which means that the rams, the males, zakvi chutmayu, they have their noses up in the air as they're walking along. Umazgu, as they go, as they walk along, kidavu, they're looking from side to side. So when the ze'evim see these actions of the Zecharim, they think that the Zecharim are coming to attack them, and therefore in self-defense, they go ahead and attack specifically the Zecharim and not the Nekeva. So this is the reason why the leather protection is given only to the Zecharim and not to the Nekeva. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak has a final, totally different pshat, in Levuvin, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Oyer Shekoshim Lam Tachas Zechrusan. This was a leather skin that was tied up to cover the private parts of the Zecharim. For what purpose was this done? Kedei Shelo Yalu Al Nekeva, so that they will not have relationship with the female ewes. And Tosfos points out that here the word levuvin will mean just the opposite of before. Before, in the first pshat, the Gemara said that the two animals were tied up together and they're close one another. And here, the word levuvin would mean that something was done so that the male should not become close to the female. The male's private parts were covered so that he should not be able to become close with the female. And Tosfos says that we have a precedent that a word can mean its own pshat and the very opposite. We find that, for example, by the word shoresh. Shoresh can mean a root, and it can also mean, as we find in Eiv, a pasuk, b'chol tvuasi tisharesh, you should uproot it. And if one wants to see more about this, you can find it in the Sefer Or Gedalyo from Gedalyo Shor Zitzal, Sefer Shmois, Parsha Shmois, the first mimer there, where he shows that words have their own meaning and the very opposite. For example, Shemois, names, or Shmost, which is the name of that Parsha and that Sefer, Al Tikri Shemois Ela Shamois, destruction. The words destruction, there's no essence to something, and a shame, the name, which is the very essence of a person or of an animal, one meaning is the very opposite of the other. And so to hear, Levuvin can either mean close, or it can mean an action that is done to separate and not have animals be close one to another. The Gemara continues, Mimai, how do I know that the leather is used here to separate the male from the female? Midik Tani Seifa, since we learned in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Varecholim, and the female sheep, Yaitzeh Shchuzois, they go out Shchuzois, as we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah, that Rashi said, Mefarsh B'Gemora, the Gemara is going to explain what all those terms of the Mishnah are. Here the Mishnah, now that it's explaining Levuvin, it goes to the next word that we didn't know what it meant, Shechuzos, that it's held together. My Shechuzos, what does that mean? She'oichsin ho'al yishalen l'mayla, that their tail is held up, it's tied up so that it reveals the makam erva, the private part of the female, Kidei sheyalu aleim zcharm. And here the purpose is that the owner wants the zcharm to mate with the females, and therefore he holds up, he ties up the tail so that the zcharm can mate with the nekevis. So since, the Gemara says, since reisha kidei shelo yalu al nekevis, v'seifa kidei sheyalu aleim zcharm. There is a connection here between the levuvin of the reisha and the shechuzos of the seifa. Whereas in the reisha, the purpose of tying the leather cover is that the zocher should not mate within the keva. In the seifa, it's the very opposite. The tail is held up, is tied up, so that the zocher should, in fact, mate within the keva. The Gemara asks, "My mashma the high shechuzos lishna de gilui who?" It comes out that the word shchuzos is connected with revealing the makam erva of the nekeva. Where do we find such a precedent? Dechsiv, we have a pasuk in Mishlei, v'hine ishal akrasa, a woman came out to meet him, and now we turn to daf nundal ramad aleph, shis zoyna. Rashi says shis zoyna means beis haboshes. This is the makam erva, the private parts of a zona, a harlot, and that private part was revealed. The Netzura slave, and that woman had her heart surrounded. So Rashi says that the word shechuzos is a contraction of shis zoyna. And therefore we see that the word shechuzos has to do with a revelation, and therefore the pshat is that the tail of the female is revealed so that the male can mate with the female. It's interesting that the Rishash tells us that the word shechuzos is actually a contraction for the word she'achuzois, that the tail is held up. If you take away the aleph, you have, instead of she'achuzois, you have she'chuzois. And that would be a contraction, for meaning that it's held up in the air and revealing itself to the zocher. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah said, harecheilem yoitzos kevulois. Another word that Rashi told us in the Mishnah is Mefarsh B'Gemora. Here's where the Gemara is explaining my kevulois. What does the word kevulois mean? And the Gemara says, Shemechablin al yishalen lamata. That the alya, the tail, is tied down, downwards, kidei shelo yalu aleim hascharim. Just like we had levuvin, one pshat was that the private part of the zocher was covered up. Here, the private part of the nekeva is covered. Kidei shelo yalu aleim hascharim, so that the zecharim will not mate with the nekevas, with the females. And Rashi explains that the word mechablum comes from a kevel. Kevel is a chain, and the chain is attached one link to another. This represents something that is tied up, and here the tail is tied down on the animal to prevent the mating. The Gemara continues, my mashma the high kibul lishna deloy ovid perihu. It comes out that the word kibul has to do with something that does not bear fruit. Where do we find such a precedent? The siv, we have a pasuk in Malachim, mo ha'arim ha'ela asher nasatali chiram melech tzar. He gave very expensive materials and very excellent craftsmen to Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, and as a reward, Shlomo paid him by giving him, Rashi says, he gave him 22 cities, Esrim Vishtayim Ir, Shenasan Shlomo Lechiram, and that's what the Pasuk is speaking about. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that the word Shtayim in Rashi is incorrect. It was only Esrim, as you find in Tanakh, that it was only Esrim cities. And Chiram complained about it. He was not happy with these cities that Shlomo gave him. And Chiram said, what are these cities that you gave me, my brother? He gave it a derogatory name, Chiram, that it's an Eretz Kibbel. My Eretz Kibbel, what does it mean it's an Eretz Kibbel? That it had people living in these 22 cities that were wrapped and tied up with silver and gold. Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rav Huna, if so, Heinedich, if that's what it says in the Pasuk, ki loy, and we have on the side from the Masoras Hashas, veloy yashru bein, of these cities did not find favor in Hiram's eyes. The question is, mibneishu mechubal mekesef zov lo yashru bein of, if that's the pshad in Kibbul, that they were mechubal mekesef zov, they were wrapped around, these people were very rich, full of gold and silver, that's why Hiram did not like this payment that Shlomo gave him. Amar lei in, yes, because kiven da tira mefanki, because since they are rich and very dainty and pedantic, loy avdi avidita, the king wanted to press them into his service, but they would not want to do that. These rich people, they're not used to working, so that was not good for Hiram. And that's why he gave it a derogatory name of Eretz Kibbul. What do we see from this pasuk in Melachim? That in fact, Kibbul is associated with not producing. There was no production because these rich people would not work for the king as they properly should. And so in our Gemara 2, when the male and the female are prevented from mating and from producing fruit, the word kibbul is associated with that. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that Eretz kibbul means Eretz chumtun hoysa, that it was a land, Rashi explains, which was salty and was cracked. The Rabbeinu Chananel tells us it was sandy. V'amai korle kibbul, why was it known as an Eretz kibbul? De mishtar gebo kara ad kibbla, because a person's foot would sink until the ankle. The Amri Inshi, and people say about this land, Ara Mechabla, that it was a land which was ankle deep, meaning that a person's foot would slip into there, would sink to the ankles. Deloy Avid, here we see once again that it is associated with not making any fruit, and so this is an appropriate name to give the act of covering the Makam Erva of the Nekeva by lowering the Alya, because it's associated with not bearing any fruit. Continues the Gemara, bringing the Mishnah, that a Rachel, a Yew, can also go out Kivunis, my Kivunis. What does the word Kivunis mean? Shem Chabnin Oisoi Lamilas, that we fasten a cover onto the milas. What is milas? So Rashi explains, this is pure white from a sheep, the wool of a sheep. The day it's born, it is licked by its mother, and the sheep is the whitest that it ever is throughout its entire life. And this is very precious wool that is used for very expensive garments. And in order to make sure that this white, pure white wool remains that way, it is covered, it is fastened down with a cover to protect it from getting dirty. And they're allowed to go out with that on Shabbos, according to the Tanakhama. Rab Yossi disagrees with everything that's written in the Mishnah. However, this one item of Rechel and Kivunais, even Rab Yossi holds, is not a Masri, and it is permitted to go out with it on Shabbos. Kedisnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Se'eis Ketzemer Lovin, that one of the items concerning Negoyim, leprosy, is that a Se'eis, that Mara, is Ketzemer Lovin, it looks like white wool, and the Gemara says, "My tzemer loven." What are you referring to as white wool? Amar Rav Bibi Barabai, "Ketzemer naki ben yoymoy." It's like a clean wool the first day that it's born. Shemachab noisoy lemilas, that you cover it up with a cover, and to protect this milas, this pure white wool, and that is exactly what the Rechelim are using to go out with on Shabbos, which is permitted. Continues the Mishnah, Vo'izim yoytzois tsururois. The izim can go out tsururois. And we had in the Mishnah three-way machlaikis, that this was concerning the udders that are tied up, where the Tanakhama, which is Rab Meir, held that it's always mutter, whether it's liyabesh or lechalev, whether it is to keep the udders dried from milk, or whether it is in fact to catch the falling milk, in all cases it's mutter. According to Rabbi Yossi, in all cases it's usher to carry out from Shusha Yach to Shusha Rabban. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. If it's liyabesh, there it's tightly put on to the udders to cause the udders not to produce milk. Then we're not afraid it's going to fall off on Shabbos and the person will carry it four amos from Shusha Rabban. So that's mutter. But if it's l'chalev, if it is to catch the milk, it's loose and then it's a masui. It's carrying the milk, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. And our Gemara now is going to go into what the halach is. Itmar Rav Omer halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, who distinguishes between liyabesh where it's mutter and lechalev where it's aser. Ushmuel Omer, and Shmuel says halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. In both cases, it is a masui and it is aser. The ikad masui lahashmatzba apinavshi. There were those who learned this machlokas concerning who the halach is like, not directly concerning the Tanoim in our Mishnah, but rather it was an independent machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar liyavish mutter v'loy lechalev, which in the Mishnah is the psak of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav was saying it like independently, that liyavish it's mutter and to catch the milk it's usher. Shmuel Omar, and Shmuel said echadzeh usher, they are both usher, and that was what we had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi paskin. The ikah, the masli law, aha. And there were those who learned, Rashi explains, that what Shmuel says was said concerning the following. Izim yaitzis trurus liyavish avaloi lechalev, that the brisa paskins, that izim can go out with their others tied together, only to dry up avaloi lechalev, but not to catch the milk. And then Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Kach halacha, the halacha is like this sheet of Rabbi of which is in our Mishnah, that of Rabbi Yehuda, Avo mi Mephis, who is going to make a goral, Rashi explains, a lottery, easily, obviously, easily, chalav, the person, the onlooker, can't distinguish between, he doesn't know, is the person doing it in order to dry up the udders, or is he doing it in order to catch the milk? And therefore, he may even be matter it when it's l'chalev, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is usher. So therefore, mitach shem akirim, since people can't recognize the difference, echadzeh, usher. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that both are usher, whether it's liyavesh or l'chalev. We have to usher liyavesh because a person will mix it up with l'chalev, and therefore they're both usher. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, v'amri lo, and some say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. And some said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So this is what the Gemara said before, that ikka demasna laha, some said the words of Shmuel, of echad zev usher, was going when Shmuel paskin, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that both are usher. Tosfos points out, why did Shmuel have to say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Why didn't he just say halacha k'Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah also says that they are both usher liyabesh and lechalev. Tosfos answers, there's a big difference between whether you pass like Rabbi Yossi or you pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. If you pass Rabbi Yossi, then the pshat is that both liyavesh and lechalev are both considered a masui. And they're both usher because the animal is actually carrying out from Shusha Yach to Shusha Rabban. However, if you pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, then the pshat is that really liyavesh is mutter. But, and lechalev is usher. But since a person will make a mistake and he'll think liyavish is also, he'll think that lechalev is also mutter, therefore we have to ask her liyavish because of lechalev. Says Tosfos, what happens if you're in a place where everyone only ties up the others liyavish? Then there would be no reason to make a gzera because of lechalev. And in that locality, in fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, it would be mutter if it's being taken out liyavish. A person sees the udders tied up, he knows that it's liyavish, because nobody does it lechalev in that community. So therefore, liyavish would be mutter. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira had a pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and not like Rabbi Yossi. Even though in most communities there would be no nafkamina, because according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, both are usher also in most communities, but in those communities where they only do liyabesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira would be mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi would be usher, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel had a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Ki asa Ravin Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Ketana Kama. That with all this talk of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, we forgot the Tana Kama. And in fact, Rabbi Yochanan passed like the Tana Kama, that whether it's Liyavesh or it's Lechalev, in all cases, it's Mutter. Continues the Mishnah. We learned before in the previous Mishnahs with what an animal is allowed to go out with in Shabbos. And now the Mishnah concludes with Ubameh, Eina Yaitze. What can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? From Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or to carry Dalet Amos into Rishus HaRabim. Lo Yaitze Gomel B'Metul Telus. A camel should not go out with a Metul Telus. What is a Metul Telus? So Rashi tells us three pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says is that it is a strap under the tail which holds the load down from falling on the neck. When the camel is going down a hill, so the tendency of the load will be to fall down on the neck. This is a strap under the tail which holds the load back from falling on top of the throat, the neck of the camel. The second pshat Rashi says is that just like you have a mardas by a chamor, you have a mutul teles. It's a cover under the saddle, which is covering the gomel. And Rashi says that he likes this pshat better, because the whole reason why a gomel should not go out with a mutul teles, as we'll see in the Gemara, is because maybe it'll fall off, and the owner will come to carry it for Amos and Rishus Rabim inadvertently. But if the pshat in mutul teles is the strap that is under the tail, that's put on very securely. So why would there be a gzer if it may be falling off? That's what Rashi says. I like better the pshat that it's like a mardas of a chamor. And in the case of a camel, this mardas is not put on so securely, and it can come to fall off, and therefore it would be usher for the gomel to go out with it on Shabbos. Rashi, later in the Gemara, gives a third pshat to tell us that there was a cushion which was put on a camel between its tail and the strap that is around the tail in order to stop the strap from causing any harm to the skin, from chafing the skin, as a result of the strap holding back the pressure from holding back the load from falling down. Therefore, they put this cushion in there so that the skin of the camel would not get affected. And it would seem that Rashi likes this pshat as well. In fact, Rashi says, Vali Nira, he likes this pshat because here, once again, apparently the cushion was not put on so securely, so there's a danger of it falling off, as opposed to the actual strap that was under the tail that was put on securely, and therefore there is no danger of it falling off. Continues the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah, loy akud v'loy ragol, that a gomel cannot go out akud. The Gemara will explain how this works, that akud is like Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, whose feet and hands were tied together. So a gomel is not allowed to go out akud on Shabbos, v'loy ragol, and he's also not allowed to go. Ruggle means that the lower forearm is tied up with the upper forearm together, and therefore it leaves the gomel with three legs, and he would be hobbling along, and both Akud and Ruggle are done so that the camel does not run away. V'chein shar kol behemos, all other behemos are also likewise not allowed to go out this way on Shabbos with their feet tied up. Lo yikshir gemalim zeh bezeh v'yimshech, he should not tie gemalim one to another and pull the lead one and thereby pull all of the gemalim. As the Gemara will explain, because keman de'ozel l'chinga, mechsi, it looks like someone going out to sell these camels in the marketplace on Shabbos. Avol machtes chavol n'toch yodeh v'yimshech, he's allowed to take all the ropes into his hand together and drag the camels in that manner. As long as he doesn't wind around his hand all of these leashes, all of these ropes, as the Gemara will explain, this is not a din in Hilchas Shabbos, it's a din in Hilchas Kalayim, that if some of the ropes are made out of wool and some are made out of linen, and he'll wrap it around his hand and he'll have hanoah from the linen and the wool together, this would constitute Kalayim, and therefore he should be careful not to wrap it around, wind it around his hand. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned, Lo Yetzah Gomel B'Tul Teles, Hakshur Lo Biznavoi. Avol yaitzu mutil talis hakshur biznave uva chutrasay. Chutrasay is the hump that a camel has. So as we explained in the Mishnah, the reason a gomel is not allowed to go out with a mutil talis is because it might fall off and it'll come to carry it out amas b'shusarab. So if it's only attached to its tail, that's what the Mishnah says, that the camel should not go out in that manner. However, if it's attached to both its tail and its hump, then it is on more securely, and then a gomel is allowed to go out with the metul teles on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Bar Funa, yaitze gomel metul teles akshur lo b'shul yasa. Likewise, a gomel is allowed to go out with a metul teles which is attached to the placenta, which is exposed from the animal, because we're not afraid that the animal will shake itself free from the metul teles, because by doing that he will have pain because it's attached to the shilya, to the placenta, and therefore he won't do it. So we don't have to worry that the metul teles will fall off in the Rishus Sarab and the owner will come to carry it dalet amos. Lo yakud v'lo yiragol, the camel cannot go out akud or ragol. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what do these words mean? Akud akedas yad v'regol ki Yitzchak ben Avram, that the hand and foot is tied together like Yitzchak ben Avram. Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil Reish of a Seifa Nicha tells us that the definition of akud is that just like by Yitzchak, both of his hands were behind his body and tied up to his legs behind his body, which caused him to thrust forward his neck, and he was ready to be slaughtered by Avram. That's the definition of Akedah. De Marshaw points out that in our Gemara, it's not exactly concerning the Gomel, exactly like the Akedah. Because in Yitzchak's case, both arms and both legs were tied to one another, and they were tied very strongly, it was tied very tightly, whereas over here it's only one arm and one leg tied together so that the gomel doesn't run away, and it's not necessary for to have them all tied up. And also it's not done very tightly, it's done loosely so that the animal can at least walk. The animal will not be able to run, but it has to, if it's tied together exactly like Yitzchak's was, the animal would not be able to even walk. So therefore, it's not exactly like Akedas Yitzchak. What the Gemara just means to say is that it's the same as Akedas Yitzchak in the point that it's not two hands of the animal together or two legs together, but rather it's one arm and one leg, as we find the precedent by Yitzchak ben Avram. Continues the Gemara, Rogul, what does the word Rogul mean? What's the definition of that? Shlayika, if he should not bend, Yodai, the lower part of the forearm, Al Gabizroi, on the arm, which is the upper part of the forearm. He bends back the lower part to the upper part, and that's tied together. V'yikshur, and tie it together. Mesa, I'll ask you a question, that these definitions do not seem to be accurate. Akud, shtei yadayim, shtei raglayim. So right away, we have the question. You said that Akud is Yad V'regel like Yitzchak ben Avram, and here we see that it's two hands and 2 feet. Rogul, and what does Rogul mean? Shlayikov Yod El Gabizroi, that you should not tie the lower part of the forearm to the upper part. That is identical to the definition we had before. V'yikshar, that's what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So even though the definition of Rogul is correct, the definition of Akud seems to be incorrect. More answers, Hudi Omar, he said, Ke Hai Tana, like this Tana, the Sanya. Akud, Akedis Yad V'regel. Regel. Akeda, Akud, means like by Yitzchak ben Avram, the hand and the foot together. Oi, that's the ratio of this, which is Tana said in the Brisa. The Metzias, the middle is Oi Shtei Yadayim Shtei Raglayim. This Tana holds you can do both, either like Yitzchak ben Avram, or to do 2 hands and 2 feet. The Gemara is going to say the Metzias does not work out according to what Rabbi Yehuda gave the definition before. Seifa, the end is that Ragol Shalayikav Yorah Gabizroi V'yikshad, you should not tie up the lower forearm to the upper forearm. So the Gemara says he holds like that Tana, but the Gemara asks the question right away, Vakati Loidami, it's not exactly the same. Because Bishloim a Reisha V'Seifa Nicha. The Reisha, that it's Akur Akedis Yad V'Regel, that fits in like what Rabbi Yehuda said. The sefer Rogel Shleikav Yari Al Gabiz Roy Viyikshur also fits in. But Metzias Akasha, the middle phrase of Oy Shtei Yadayim Shtei Reglaim, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold of. So you can't say holds like that Tana, because he, Rabbi Yehuda, does not hold of the Metzias, and the Tana holds that the Metzias is also a definition of Akut. Ella, the Gemara, changes its mind and says, Hud Omar Kihai Tana. He holds like this Tana that we learned, Akut Akedas Yad Varegel Kitzman Avram, that Akut means putting the hand and foot together behind his back, like Yitzchak ben Avram, and Ragel Shlo Yikav Yad Al Gabi Zerovi Yikshu, should not tie up together the lower form with the upper form. This is the exact definition that Rabbi Yehuda himself gave. Continues the Gemara, V'lo Yikshar Gemalim, you should not tie up the camels one into another and drag the first one and thereby drag the entire group of camels. My time, why should one not do that? It looks like as if you're going to the shuk, to the marketplace, to sell all of these animals, which is not permitted on Shabbos, and therefore one should not go out to the Rosh Hashanah in this manner. Avol, the Mishnah continued, Machnis, you're able to put all the leashes together in your hand. Amar Rav Ashi, however, you should not wrap it around your hand. Amar Rav Ashi, Loishon, Olinin, Klaib. This halach of wrapping it around your hand, which is prohibited, is not a din of Shabbos, Rashi explains. It's halach and Klaib. The Gemara asks the question, Klaim demai, what type of climb are you talking about? Ilem climb de Adam. If you're going to say that by tying the leash, the ropes around his hand, he is actually getting connected to the gummel, and then he is doing whatever he's going to do with the gummel. It'll be a joint effort between Adam and gummel, between Adam and Behema, and that would constitute Klayim. Just like you have a shor and a chamor that should not be leashed together and do work together. Is that what you mean by Klayim? Ilay meklayim da Adam, but not. We learned in a Mishnah, in Masech de Klayim, Adam Mutter im Kulam Lachrish Ulim Shaykh, a person can join together in the same, be leashed together to get, with all the other animals to do plowing in the same yoke. They can be leashed together to do plowing or to drag things. V'lim shoich. So that it can't be that. That's why it's prohibited to wrap the ropes around one's arm. Ela climb the chavolman must be climb of the ropes themselves. In other words, one rope is made out of tzemer, wool, one is pishtin, and thereby, by wrapping it around, the person gets warmth from the ropes, and he has hanor from the climb, and then he's being over on the issur of climb. The Gemara says, how could it be vatanya, and in the side? The Mesorah Shas tells us, it's not vatanya, a brisa, but vatanan. We learned in a Mishnah Mesech the Kalim, hatoikev, if the connection between the tzemer and the pishtin is only one attachment, one connection, ain't a chibur, that's not considered a chibur for klai. So, and here the Gemara is asking, l'chayri, you only have one connection by, even let's say he made a knot, so he made one knot, they have to have a double knot. So the Gemara answers, loyom klaim chavolim. You're correct that it is speaking about climb of ropes. And where do you have the double connection? And this is what he means. The Mishnah only says wrapping, but actually the Mishnah means wrapping and tying. And the gra is masber. What kind of tying? That it has to be a double knot. You shouldn't make a knot, but not only one knot, but in fact, you should not make a double knot. So then you have your double attachment, and besides the double attachment, you're wrapping it around your arm, and that constitutes having pleasure, warmth from the chavolim of climb, which is prohibited. So that one should not do. Not, this is not a din in Shabbos, it's a din even in the weekday. Amr Shmuel ubelvad shalayetze chevel mitachas yari tefach. Here already we get back to the halachas of Shabbos, that when he goes this way in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with all the leashes in his hand, he should not let the leashes come out of his hand, the tefach, because then Rashi says it looks like he is carrying the chevel in his hand. The Gemara asks Akash, Shmuel, we learned in the Yeshiva of Shmuel, Tefchayim tu tefachim, Amar Abaye, Hashad Amar Shmuel tefach. Shmuel said only a tefach is usher. V'tarad Debei Shmuel, Tefchayim, in the Yeshiva of Shmuel, they said, tu tefachim, it must be that how could the yeshiva go against Shmuel, the Rosh Yeshiva? It must be that Shmuel halacha l'maisa asa shmina. Shmuel was trying to tell the Paisik, the Rav, who asked the Pasuk Mishael, how to do it halacha l'maisa, that since you want to prevent the person from doing an Isser, don't tell him that he has two tefachim, then he may even go over two tefachim. Tell him he only has one tefach, and this will make sure that he's not makel, Rashi says in Isurim. You're giving him a harchaka, just let it one tefach, because otherwise, if you tell him he has two tefachim, he might go over the limit. This puts a geder to it. Halach lemaisa asa lashmeina, and he's coming to tell you how did the Rav Shapaskin when an actual case comes in front of him. Now we turn to daf nun dalit amid beis. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Gemara asks, with vashi agbiyim in a karka tefach, that you have to make sure that the rope does not go down to the karka, to the ground within a tefach. In other words, it would seem that you're allowed to let it go down even more than two tvachim, certainly a tefach and two tvachim and three tvachim, as much as you want, as long as it's not within a tefach of the ground. The Gemara says, Kitanya hi, when was that Brisa learned? Bechavla de beni beni. That's speaking about between, not what is sticking out from his hand. That taka has to be a tefach, as Shmuel Paskin, the halacha l'maisa. But from his hand to the animal, there is rope, and that rope should not be within one tefach of the ground. It can hang down a lot, but not within a tefach, and Rashi explains the reason is, so that people should not suspect that the animal is carrying something. When they see it almost a tefach down to the ground, it looks like it's carrying that rope, and it would be a masui. They wouldn't realize that, in fact, the person is leading the animal with that rope, and the rope is necessary to guide the animal. So, therefore, it should not come within a tefach of the ground. Continues the Mishnah, Ein chamor yotze mar das, a chamor should not go out with the cover under the saddle, bisman she'ein ikshur lo, if it's not tied up. And as we learned in the Gemara before, it doesn't mean it's not completely tied up, because pshita, that the Mishnah wouldn't have to tell us that, because it definitely could fall off and he'd come to take it dalet amos. The Mishnah means to say that it has to be tied up from before Shabbos. And Rashi here explains something which Tosfos brought earlier on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, the top Tosfos. Rashi explains, because if it was not tied up on Friday, it was not tied up the entire week, he only tied it up on Shabbos, then it doesn't look like it. The Chamor needs it. The Chamor is not cold the whole week. He didn't have a mardas on him. A mardas is necessary to protect the animal from the elements. But if the animal was able to live without it a whole week, and just puts it on Shabbos, so then it looks like it's a masri, it's a burden, and then it's usher. In order to allow it, it has to be on the animal a whole week, so then it is a levush. Continues the Mishnah, v'loy bezuga, not with a bell, afo pishupaka, even though it's stopped, it's stuffed up, and there's no noise going to emanate from the bell, it is still prohibited to go out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, as the Gemara will explain, because the same that we had before, Mechsi, it looks like that he's going to the Chinga. It looks like he's going to sell this animal in the marketplace. Continues the Mishnah, v'loy b'sulam, and not with a ladder, shabbat savoroi, on the neck of the animal. And Rashi says that many of the terms here will be explained in the Gemara, and sulam is one of those terms. V'loy b'ritzu shabaragloi, and not with a belt, a strip of leather on its foot. Ve'ena tarnegoilim, and chickens do not go out, yoitzim bechutin, they don't go out with cords attached to them. Ve'loi beritzua, and also not with a ritzusha reglam that's on their feet. And the Gemara will explain what all of these items are used for, and what these terms mean. Ve'enas Charm, and the rams do not go out, Yoitzim Ba'gola, they do not go out with an Agola with a small wagon, Shetachas Alya, which is under their tail. As Rashi explains, the Alya is fatty, it has no bone in it, and it drags on the floor, and the Alya can get damaged by going over the rocks. And therefore, they used to put a little wagon that the Alya rested on. And the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayos, tells us that he saw these types of small wagons under the tails in Egypt, where he lived. Continues the Mishnah, Ve'en Urecholim, and the youths do not go out. Ve'en Urecholim Yoitzes Chanunois. And Chanunois will be explained in the Gemara. Ve'ein ha'egel yaitze b'gimun, and an eagle, a calf, does not go out with a gimun. Again, we will see what gimun means in the Gemara. V'loy pora, and a pora does not go out bo'or ha'kuper, with the skin of a kuper. And here, Rashi tells us this is the skin of a hedgehog, which is put over the cow's udder, because the hedgehog has sharp spines, similar to a porcupine, and this prevents rodents from sucking the milk from the cow. So this is not permitted on Shabbos. V'loy b'ritzuah shebein karneo, and not with a ritzuah, with a strap, which is between the horns of the animal, between the horns of the cow. And the Gemara relates a story. Parashi Shrab Lazar ben Azariah, the cow of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Hoysa Yoitza Ritzuah Shebein Karneo, she went out with a strap between her horns. Shaloi Baratzon Chachamim. Shaloi Baratzon Chachamim. This was not done with the permission of the Chachamim. The Gemara will explain what the exact story here was. Begins the Gemara, my time, what is the reason for the first halacha that a chamor should not go out with a mardas when it's not tied up? The Gemara says, kida moron, as we explained earlier, and as we said the pshat from Rashi, because it's not a levush, it becomes a masui if the animal did not have it on from before Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, v'loi bezug afa pishu pakov, even if it is stopped up, and it's not making noise. The animal cannot go out with a bell. Why? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Mechsi, it looks like it looks like he's going to sell the donkey in the marketplace, and therefore he's putting on, as a decoration, he's putting on this bell, and therefore it is prohibited. Continues the mission of Eloi Bislum Shabbat Savori, and not with the ladder on its neck. Omrav Huna, what is this ladder? Bei lua. This ladder is a brace next to the cheek. Lamai avdilei. What do they make this brace for? Lahecha de islei mako. When the animal has a bruise, an injury, de loyhader chayich bei. So the nature is that with its mouth it will turn its neck and it will scratch it and it will cause the wound to fester and not get healed. And therefore, this is put, this sulam, this ladder type of brace, is put on the cheek of the animal to prevent this. Even though Rashi points out, we learned in the Gemara before, that splints an animal can go out with, because if it falls off, he's not going to come to carry a dalet amos. Says Rashi, that's only splints, which are not worth much. But apparently these sulamim, these ladders, were expensive, and it would bother him to lose it, and making sure that he would not lose it, he would forget it Shabbos, and he would begin to carry a dalet amos b'shus rab, and that's why the Chachamim prohibited it. Continues the Gemara, v'loy b'ritzusha b'ragloi, that the animal cannot go out with a ritzue strap on its foot. Why was this made? The avdilei legizra was made so that the animal would not injure itself, as Rashi explains. Because many times if the legs of the animal are short, they will hit, one leg will hit another and cause bruises, and therefore they used to put bands on top of the hoofs of the animal, and these bands would protect one foot from another, that it would not get injured. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah told us, the chickens do not go out, they can't go out with cords attached to them on Shabbos. Why were these chut made? The Avdile Simana, it was made as a sign. So that one person's chicken should not get mixed up with another person's chickens. Continued the Mishnah of Leibritzua, and not with a strap. The chickens had a strap on them. What were they made for? The Avdile was made Kehechadoloi Litveru Mane, so these straps protected the chickens that they shouldn't scatter pebbles and stones and cause Kalim, Mani Kalim, to break. This cannot be taken out on Shabbos. Ve'en Ezchorm Yotzen Ba'Gola, and the Ezchorm don't go out with the small wagon. Why were they put on the males? Ki hechi deloy lahamton al yisa, so that the fat tail would not get bruised when it goes over the rocks. Ve'en ruchom yotzis chanunois, and now we have various pratim in the word chanunois. Yosef Rav Acha bar Ula kamed Rav Chizda v'Yosef v'kamar. Rav Acha bar Ula was sitting in front of Chizda, and he sat and he said, the Margolius Hayyam from Rabbi Margolius Itzal in Sanhedrin says in the name of the Sefer Mishnah Chachamim, why does it say twice that he was sitting and he sat and he said? Why is this sitting said twice? And he answered that the way Rav Acha bar Ula used to do it, and we'll see soon that Bar Shmuel did the same thing, that they would sit, and when they wanted to ask a question, they would stand up, and or they wanted to say something, they would stand up and get permission from the Rebbe to do it. Rav Chizda, they would ask Rav Chizda in this case for permission, and once the Rebbe gave permission, then they would sit down and they would begin speaking. So Rav Acha bar Ula was sitting, Kamed Rav Chizda v'Yosef, and then he sat down again after he got permission of the Kamar, and he said, Mishosh I saw when you shear the wool of the sheep, timed in law, you hide, or what it means actually is that you immerse Azak b'shemen, you put a piece of cotton into oil, you put it on its forehead, in order that it doesn't get cold. That is what we mean with chanunois. Amalei Rav Chizda, if that's the pshat, the Rebbe didn't like the pshat. Imkena sisa marukva, you made this sheep into marukva. Rashi's marukva was Asher v'av bezin. He was rich and he was a big Talmud Chacham. And as you're giving chashivas to the sheep, as if the sheep would be marukva. In other words, what he's saying is that this is not the derech to give such chashivas to the sheep, that he should have the cotton with oil on its forehead. So that's not the derech to take it on a, to have it on Shabbos. That's not a usual thing that's done, and that can't be the pshat in chanunis. Ela Yosef Rapapa bar Shmuel kamed Rav Chizda vi Yosef v'kamar. Likewise, he sat twice in front of Rapapa bar Shmuel, in front of Rav Chizda, and Rapapa bar Shmuel v'kamar. And he said, Bishah shekairas leled, when the animal is kneeling down in order to give birth, iskin shalshemen, we dip into with cotton into oil, two of them, two pieces of cotton, we put echad al pedachta, one on its forehead, echad al rechem, and one on its makam erva, its private part, the womb, kedei shetis chamem, in order that it gets heat. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, when he heard this, said him, kenasisa yalta, you made the sheep like my wife Yalta. In other words, you gave the same question like we had before, you're giving chashivas to the sheep equal to my wife Yalta. That's not what we do usually with sheep, and that can't be the pshat in the word chanunis. Elo amar Rav Huna, eitz echad yesh b'kar chayam, there is a piece of wood in the cities of the sea, overseas, v'chanun shmer, the name of the wood is chanun, v'im kisun, we take a chip, we put it into the nose of the sheep, kedesha tis'ateish, in order that the sheep will sneeze, v'yiplu darni rosha, and the worms that are in the head will fall off from the sneezing. The Gemara asks, why is this only done with Rechelim, with the females? The Hachis Charim Nami, we should do the same thing to the Zacharim. The Gemara answers, even the Mangechi Zacharim Adari, since rams butt their heads one against the other, Memela Nuflin, so by them the worms fall out Memela. But the Nekevas don't butt their heads one to another, so then it's necessary to take this chip of wood. So according to Rav Huna, we see the word the word chanunois comes from the word chanun, because that's the name of the piece of wood. continues the Gemara, Shimon the Zira, Shimon the Nazir, Amar, he said, Kisma the Risma, that it's a certain type of wood called Risma Rosum wood. So the Gemara asks, Bishlam the Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, it's very good, Hanin Diktani Chanunais. That's what the word Chanunais means, because it comes from the word Chanun, that type of wood in overseas. El Rabban, according to all the other Rabban, and according to Rav Acha Bar Ula, according to Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, according to Shimon the Zira, the My Chanunais, what does the word Chanunais have to do with any of the items that they mention? The Gemara answers, David and Lahu Milsa, the Merachim and Elayo. Chanun Verachim. We have mercy on the animal. We warm the animal up according to some of the Pshatim. We do something to remove the worms. We put in a rosum wood, which helps to make it sneeze and remove the worms. We're doing an act of Rachmanis and of Chanun. We have pity on the animal, and that's what the word Chanunois means. Continues the Gemara. Ve'eno egel yaitza begimun. My egel begimun. What does that mean? Rav Huna said, Bar Nira, what it means is a small yoke. And what Rashi explains, what was a small yoke used for? When an animal was young, it caused it to bend its head so it could get used to carrying a yoke when it gets older. Amar Rav Lazar, my mashma the high gimun lishna de mekev. Where do we see a precedent in the Torah that gimun has to do with bending, with subordination? The siv halakof. Ke'agmon roshoi, Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, are you just bending your head like a fishhook? A fishhook is bent. In other words, you're doing tshuva, but it's not tshuva which is sincere. So you're bending yourself like a fishhook. So we see that the word agmon means a fishhook which is bent. So therefore we see that it means makeav, and by the egel, this yoke causes the egel to bend its head in its youth. Continues the Gemara, V'loi Pora Bo'or, HaKuper, it said in the Mishnah, the Avdilo, why do we do that? Hihechi Deloi, L'metsuya Yali, so that the Shrutzim, the rodent, should not come to suck the milk, and that is why we put it on the Pora, but we're not allowed, around the udder, but we're not allowed to do it, the Pora cannot go out with it on Shabbos. V'loi Britzush Ben Karneo, Ila Rav Ben Lenoi Ben L'Shamra. So we had earlier in the Gemara that according to Rav, whether it's done for beauty, it's also, or even if it's done for protection. As we learned in the Gemara there, because it's a Shmiri Yaseira, it's more than is necessary. And Rav holds a Shmir Yisera is a Masui. You're not allowed to carry it out on Shabbos. Eli Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Noi Aser, because this is not the derech of doing normally a beautification of the animal, and therefore Shmuel agrees that Lenoi it's Aser. But L'shamer Mutter, Shmuel's of the opinion that a Shmir Yisera is not a Masui if it's extra, even though you could just walk next to the animal. You don't have to lead it out with a Ritzua between its horns. But the Shmir Yisera is not a Masui, and therefore it's Mutter to carry it out on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Parashah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara asks a question. The Chada Pora Havile. It says in our Mishnah that his Pora, the Chachamim, were not happy that he went out with a Ritzua between its horns on Shabbos. Did he only have one Pora? V'Amar Rav, Rav said, V'Amar Lo Amar of Yehuda Marav. Some say, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav. Tracer Alfi Igli Havi Meiser of Elazar ben Azariah. The Meiser Behema, the tenth of your flock that you have to give as Meiser Behema for a Elazar, was the number Tracer Alfred 12,000, which means he had a total of 120,000 calves. So why does it say here in the Mishnah it seems like he had only his one and only Parah? Tracer Alfred Egli have a master of Lezman Azai Me'edri from his flock called Shata V'Shata every year. The Gemara answers, Tana loy shaloy hoise, it was not his actual Pora. El shal shchentoy hoise, it was from a woman who, a neighbor that he had. Since he didn't chastise her for doing that on Shabbos, nikras al shemoy, it was loy baratzen chachamim that he didn't protest when she did it, and since he didn't protest, it's as if it was his own Pora. The Gemara relates that Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chaviva, these four Amoraim, Masnu, they learned the following, and the Gemara interjects and says, Bekula de Seder Moyed, all over Seder Moyed, Kol Ki Haizuga, whenever you have these four Amoraim together, Chaluf for Rav Yochanan, there are those who take out Rav Yochanan from the foursome, Uma'al Rav Yonasan, they put in Rav Yonasan instead. Anyway, getting back to what these four said, whether it's Rav Yochanan or Rav Yonasan, what did they say? Kol Misha Efshel Limichois, Lanche Besav, Limicha, anyone who can protest against something that a member of his family is doing and doesn't protest, he is considered that he did the same aveira as the people in his house. If he can protest b'ancha iroi, and he doesn't, nitfasal ancha iroi. If he can protest b'chol oilem kulei, which Rashi means the whole Jewish world, like a melech or a nasi, that people are afraid of them and will listen to them if they say something. So if he could protest, and he doesn't, he is considered as if he did the aveira of the whole Jewish generation. Nitfasal kol oilem kulei. Amra papa v'hanid bei reish galusa, the members of the household of the reish galusa, nitfasal kulei amma. They have the effect that they could have a shpo, they could have an influence over everybody in the Jewish world, and they, if they don't protest, they get the avera of the entire generation. Ki hadam Rav Chanina, as Rav Chanina said, ma'ariksiv, that which says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashem b'mishpat yavim zikni ami, Hashem will come in judgment with, Rashi says, zikni ami refers to the Sanhedrin, v'sorav, and the princes. The question is, im sorim chatu, and now we turn to the Nehem and Aleph, zikenim achatu, what did the zikenim do? The ones who did the avera were the sorim. Ela eimo al zikenim shle michel b'sorim. But say, it's speaking about the zikenim, that they did not give musr to the Sorim, and that's why it's considered as if the Zakenim did it, and Hashem will come b'mishpat with them, with them, with them, with them, with them, with them, with them. With them.